You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Linner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
It seems like that Brazil has had a perfect growing season until the last few days, and all of a sudden it's turned dry and warm.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that occurred. In a certain sense, this was a little bit deja vu with what occurred in the U.S. in 2012, where we were getting along okay early in the season, and all of a sudden, like someone flipped a light switch, things kind of turned around. But in the case of Brazil, we're not looking at nearly the kind of heat that we had in 2012 here in the States, and we are not as dry as we were back then. But there is a considerable amount of concern, though, building up across Brazil's crop country right now because of the drying bias. The early season soybean crop, of course, is being harvested, and last I saw there was about 6% done. There's still a tremendous amount of crop still out there, and some of it will not be harvested until next month. So over these next few weeks, some of the more immature soybean crop would be vulnerable to an ongoing dry and warm bias pattern, and we could lose a little yield and certainly quality of the crop if it stays too dry. Now, the next 10 days are looking rather dry with no real meaningful precipitation across the majority of the production regions, and temperatures will be a little warmer bias. Probably see a lot of 80 and 90 degree, really upper 80 and 90 degree temperatures occurring on a regular basis. And, of course, you can evaporate a half inch of moisture every day in that environment. That's not a good thing when you've got already a short to very short topsoil moisture situation. So the stress levels in Brazil will be on the increase as we go through the rest of this week and into next week as well. And some of the computer forecast models, and ourselves included, we believe that there will be some increase in precipitation after mid-month. As far as normal precipitation is concerned, that's probably not likely to occur. But if they can just get some timely rain to stop the drying or slow it down a little bit, some of these late-season crops will still come out looking okay. And we're also worried about the second-season corn crop, which is normally planted now, and there's going to be some delay in that planting process as well as the germination and emergence as long as it stays dry or biased like it is right now.
Let's turn our attention then to the U.S., where it is a winter wonderland once again with lots of snow across the region yesterday. What can you tell us about follow-up potential for warmer temperatures or no snow?
Well, we were just talking in the office earlier today about the fact that this ought to be about the peak of the cooling for the atmosphere, and if there's any good news out there, maybe that's it. Maybe the temperatures across the Midwest this week will be as cold as they're going to be. That doesn't mean we're not going to have more cold weather coming up over future weeks, but perhaps we can at least shed a little light that maybe it won't be as intensively cold. Anyway, their follow-up storm systems for the Midwest are not very impressive over the coming week to 10 days. I think we'll have smaller systems coming and going. It'll be almost a boring pattern, but boring would be okay.
Thank you much, Drew.
All right, you have a good day.
Drew Linner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.